T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
There are many people who have called Bernie Sanders a longtime admirer of Fidel Castro due to what Castro has done for the Cuban people. In 1989, Sanders traveled to Havana, Cuba on his own dime and met with the mayor of Havana. When he returned home, he called the Cuban Revolution far deeper and more profound than I had understood it to be. As mayor of Burlington, Vermont, he suggested a sister city relationship between Burlington and Havana. He also established sister city relationships between Puerto Cabezas, Nicaragua, and Burlington, and Yaroslavl, Russia, and Burlington. And when he returned from Cuba, he was interviewed by the Rutland Daily Herald and said, while Cuba is not a perfect society, Cubans told him Americans couldn't truly be free amid homelessness and hunger. His response was, I think there's some truth to that point of view. They explained the Cuban Revolution as one in which people, instead of working for their own personal wealth, work for the common good. He even referred to Cuba as a model of what a society could be. Sanders had already been to Cuba twice, the Soviet Union in 1988, and to Nicaragua in 1985 to celebrate the 6th anniversary of the Sandinista Socialist Revolution. He has had a penchant for giving aid and comfort to those who oppose Western values and Western norms. Many would say these countries used him for their own political purposes. Now, a report has been published that's based on a series of documents that show the Soviet Union used Sanders and his interest in a sister city program to sway American public opinion in favor of the USSR. The New York Times published a report that came from the previously unseen documents from a Soviet archive that show how hard Sanders worked to find a sister city in Russia when he was mayor in the 1980s. Now, how did Soviets view Sanders' attempts? Moscow saw a chance for propaganda. Sanders sent a letter to a Soviet counterpart stating that he liked the idea of sister cities programs and wanted the United States and the Soviet Union to live together as friends. Turns out that his desire for friendship meshed with the efforts of Soviet officials in Moscow to reveal American imperialism as the main source of the danger of war. The 89 pages of letters, telegrams, and internal Soviet government documents reveal in great detail Sanders' personal effort to establish ties between his city and a country that many Americans saw as an enemy. In one statement from the Soviet Foreign Ministry, it's explained one of the most useful channels in practice for practically carrying out information propaganda efforts has proved to be the sister city contact. While other American officials were targeted for propaganda, the documents do show the Soviets' intensive preparation to use Sanders' interest in their country to their advantage. The New York Times and their article emphasize that for the Kremlin, these sister city relationships were vehicles to sway American public opinion about the Soviet Union. The senator from Vermont has spent a lifetime endorsing communist and socialist propaganda in his eager efforts to get America to admit its shortcomings while highlighting what he believed to be benefits in a socialized society. He himself has become a tool of American adversaries. He was never able to distinguish his own efforts from others using his efforts for their own propaganda purposes. His actions never seemed to be that of a person who put American interests first and foremost. There is no reason to believe that as President of the United States, he would act in a fashion that is any different from his past questionable deeds. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.